It's not often that a president leaves a university as quickly as Sternberg did, but it has happened before at UW. We're joined now by historian Phil Roberts. He says there are often times that people are just not the right fit for a particular position.
Pretty much the last time that it happened at the University of Wyoming was back in the middle 1960s with a new hire for president by the name of John King. And King came to UW from Emporia State, and I think the problem was that he didn't really fit very well with Wyoming. There were some things that he could have done that would have made him a better fit, and one would be to study up on the culture and study up on the history and ask a lot of questions and spend a good deal of time and preparation, because if there's one criticism that the faculty and the deans and the general public and eventually the trustees had about King was that he didn't seem to be either very well informed about the institution, nor was he very curious about how the institution worked. The University of Wyoming isn't that unusual, and it's not really that hard to understand Wyoming. But if you don't do those fundamental things, I think you do set yourself up for some potential trouble.
Now, this time around, there was controversy about Sternberg even before he was hired. There was controversy about the search process being secret. Was there any controversy in King's case about, you know, the hiring process?
I think the hiring process was fairly standard, but you have to take into account the fact that that was before the days of instant communication. It just wasn't that easy to communicate. But transparency has always been a really important aspect of the University of Wyoming, given that we're the only four-year institution in the state, and everybody feels that they have a stake in what goes on down here, and they really want to know. They don't like anything that smacks of secrecy or lack of transparency. And I don't like to say I told you so about such things, because I think many of the Board of Trustees recognized it from the get-go that kind of a search was just not pretty antithetical to the way Wyoming usually does things. But I think circumstances sort of build up in a way that caused a hasty decision to be made without recognizing that maybe the institution and Dr. Sternberg didn't share a similar vision. Really, they weren't a very good fit. But to their credit, at least, both parties, both Dr. Sternberg and the board, I think came to the realization that ultimately it was just not a good fit. And that sometimes doesn't happen. It was not the case with Dr. King, because Dr. King, contrary to Dr. Sternberg, Dr. King sought to stay in place and failed to recognize that he wasn't a good fit with the institution, and that caused some rancor at the end of his term here at UW.
So did they fire him then?
Ultimately, it's what it turned out to be.
Now, one of the things that has caused a lot of concern here on the campus community and elsewhere as well is the departure of so many deans and other officials during Sternberg's brief tenure in office. Is that something that we've seen happen before? How typical is that?
That seems to be very atypical at UW. Generally, transitions occur at the top levels, and the deans stay in place, and the new president works with the deans, and sometimes over the course of the following months or years, it's determined that they're not on the same ground, and a dean will step down or depart, but it just doesn't happen in a mass way like it has here over the past 3 or 4 months.
I guess just the last question is there anything from history, whether that's from John King or anyone else, that we should really be looking to right now as we move forward from this?
I think the most important thing is to spend some time at the beginning making sure that there is a good fit and allow for a lot of people in on the conversations.
Phil Roberts is a historian at UW. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.